Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a jacked break drop with swing, sunrise emotion, and old school jungle pressure inside Ableton Live 12. This is advanced drum and bass sound design, so we're not just making a loop bounce. We're designing a drop that feels like it's leaning forward with energy, but also opening up emotionally, like a sunrise set after a long night. The vibe we want is that sweet spot between classic jungle DNA and modern control. The break should feel alive, the bass should leave space, and the whole drop should have that early morning warmth without losing impact. Think rollers weight, ghost note movement, and a groove that makes people nod before they even realize why. Start by setting your tempo around 172 BPM. That's a really useful center point for this style, fast enough for pressure, loose enough for swing. In Ableton, set up three groups right away: drums, bass, and atmosphere or FX. That simple organization helps you think like a builder instead of just stacking sounds. Before you touch sound design, lock in the groove foundation. Load in one or two references with old school jungle energy and sunrise lift. Don't copy them, just compare them. Listen for how dense the drums are, how bright the top end feels, and how much space the low end leaves for the break. That reference check is huge because this style lives or dies on pocket and balance. Now start your drum group with a main break loop. If needed, add separate kick and snare layers, plus a hat or ride layer for drive. The biggest mistake here is overquantizing everything to the grid. If the break gets too rigid, it loses the jacked feel. The swing is the personality. Open the break in clip view and warp it like a musician, not a machine. If it's a full loop, Complex Pro can work well. If it's a shorter, more percussive break, Beats Mode can give you more transient punch. Try preserving 1/16 or 1/8, depending on how busy the break is. Then adjust the transient so the break feels chopped, but still musical. Find the anchor hits first. That usually means the main kick, the snare backbeat, a few ghost note clusters, and maybe a syncopated hat or open hat. Those are the points that define the groove. Once you know those, slice the break to MIDI or manually chop it, then program a two-bar phrase. Keep the backbeat recognizable, but move one or two ghost notes slightly ahead or behind the grid. That tiny human offset is where the magic starts. Here's a teacher tip: the strongest swing tool is often silence. Leave tiny holes after snare accents or before a bass answer. Those gaps create the feeling that the drums are lunging forward. If every space is filled, the groove stops breathing. Next, build the jacked swing. Ableton's groove pool is useful here, but don't rely on it alone. Try a swing around 54 to 58%, then manually nudge some hits. Push a few ghost snares a touch late. Let a couple of hat hits sit slightly behind the beat. Maybe even push an occasional kick pickup just a little early to create urgency. That push-pull is what makes the break feel like it's dancing around the grid instead of sitting on it. A strong trick is to make the break answer itself every two bars. Bar 1 feels full. Bar 2 strips down a little and ends with a small turnaround. Bar 3 repeats with one new accent. Bar 4 leads harder into the next phrase. That phrase-based movement is what turns a loop into a drop with narrative. Now let's build the bass. For this style, bass should be a conversation with the break, not a wall that crushes it. Split the bass into two roles, a sub for the foundation and a res or mid bass for movement and tension. For the sub, use operator or analog with a sine or low triangle wave. Keep it mono, clean, and simple. Don't overprocess it. Let it stay solid and almost clinical. For the mid bass or res, use wavitable, analog, or operator with some detune and motion. Add auto filter with a slow LFO or envelope movement. Add saturator for a bit of drive, maybe at around 2 to 6 dB if it needs grit. If you want more edge, use roar or overdrive carefully. Then use EQA to clear out unnecessary low end from the mid layer, usually below around 100 to 140 Hz. The key thing here is rhythm. The bass should hit long notes under open drum gaps and answer after snare hits. Don't let it play all the time. If the bass fills every moment, the break loses identity. If it's too sparse, the drop loses weight. The sweet spot is call and response. Here's a useful habit: solo the break with the sub off. If the break still feels exciting, your rhythm is working, then solo the bass without the break. If it feels too busy, simplify it before adding more processing. Micro-editing matters more than big moves in this style. A 5-millisecond nudge or a shortened note can change the groove more than a new plugin ever will. Now we take it up a level with resampling. Route your drums and bass to a resampled track and record 4 to 8 bars of the full groove. This is where the track starts to feel like a record instead of a sketch. Once it's printed, chop that audio into 1-bar and 2-bar pieces. Reverse tiny fragments for fills. Pull out interesting hits and turn them into custom one-shots. You can even layer printed transients with the Lev Break to add glue. Resampling is powerful because it forces commitment. It also creates unique artifacts from your own processing, which is exactly how you get that old-school one-sampled organism feeling, while still using modern tools. That unity matters a lot in jungle-inspired DNB. Now bring in Sunrise Emotion, but be careful. You want feeling without turning the drop into a pad wash. Use harmonic hints, not full cinematic overload. A high-passed pad or chord layer can work beautifully if it stays out of the break's way. Cut the low end around 180 to 300 Hz or even higher if needed. Keep the voicing sparse. If the track supports it, lean into a minor to relative major tension, so the drop feels like it's opening up, without becoming cheesy. Try a subtle atmosphere chain on the pad or chord layer, auto filter, echo with short dark feedback, hybrid reverb with a long decay and low dry slash wet, and utility to keep stereo width under control in the low mids. Keep the reverb modest, maybe around 8 to 18% dry slash wet, and automate the filter gradually over the drop, so the emotion grows over time. The goal is sunrise lift, not dreamy overload. The crowd should feel that the track is expanding, but the drums still need to hit hard. Now shape the drum bus like an instrument. Send your breaks, layers, and percussion into one drum bus and use it for glue, punch, and edge. Drum bus is great here, with moderate drive and careful boom. A glue compressor can give you just a little cohesion, maybe 1 or 2 dB of reduction. Add a touch of EQ cleanup if the mids get boxy. You can also use saturator after compression for a bit more density. But don't flatten the groove. During the first part of the drop, keep the break a little more open. Then, as the energy rises, add slightly more drive or transient presence. Arrange the excitement instead of trying to force it all at once. This leads into the arrangement arc. Think of the drop as a 16-bar story. Bars 1 to 4 should feel filtered and tense, with atmosphere and restrained bass. Bars 5 to 8 should bring in the full drum statement and a stronger sub. Bars 9 to 12 can introduce extra ghost notes and a slightly more melodic bass answer. Bars 13 to 16 should open things up with brighter hats, a more emotional top layer, and a fill that pushes into the next section. That arrangement logic is important because the drop should breathe. You want the crowd to feel motion over time, not just repetition. One strong tactic is to automate the bass filter opening over 8 bars. Another is to throw a bit of echo onto a break chop at the end of bar 4 or bar 12. You can also widen the atmosphere gradually, but keep the sub and chord drums locked in monocompatible space. A really good DJ-friendly move is to design the exit as carefully as the impact. Use a snare drag, a reversed break fragment, or a short filter downlifter to lead into the next section. If done tastefully, even a tiny transition can make the whole drop feel more composed and intentional. Now, let's talk about a few advanced variations. One great approach is splitting the break into a front version and a tail version. The front version has a punchier transient and less low end. The tail version has more room tone and a softer attack. Blend them lightly, and the groove starts to feel like it's hitting and echoing itself. That's a beautiful technique for sunrise rollers. Another powerful move is alternating two bass personalities. Instead of using one bass tone throughout the whole drop, make phrase A round, filtered and restrained, then make phrase B brighter and slightly more active. That creates a sense of mood change every two bars, which keeps the drop alive without making it messy. You can also create ghost percussion from the break itself. Take tiny transient scraps, high-pass them heavily, and place them on offbeats or behind snare hits. This gives you a hidden rhythmic shimmer that feels like it belongs to the original loop. It's subtle, but it adds a lot of life. And remember, contrast is everything. Dirty break, clean sub, gritty mids, controlled low end, emotional harmony, but not in the same lane as the snare and hats. If the chord texture starts masking the break, push it higher, thinner, or more monocompatible. A few common mistakes to avoid: don't over-quantize the break, don't make the bass too busy, don't drown the emotional layers in reverb, and don't destroy the snare with heavy bus processing. Also, keep the low-end mono and check the drop in mono regularly. If your head nods but your body doesn't move, the pocket is probably too rigid. If you want a quick practice pass, build a 4-bar drop skeleton. Choose one break, warp it cleanly, chop it into at least 6 hits, add a mono sub, add a reese with one filter move, print the result to audio, and add one rising atmosphere layer. Then check it in mono and make one mix fix. If that 4-bar loop has swing, narrative, and emotional lift, you're on the right track. For homework, push that idea into a 32-bar study with one main break, one sub, one resor mid bass, one atmosphere layer, and one extra percussion or snare enhancer, make for distinct 8-bar phrases and make each phrase change at least one thing: drum density, bass rhythm, filter movement, atmosphere width, or fill pattern. If you can, create two versions too, one darker and rougher, one brighter and more sunrise focused. Comparing them will teach you more than endless tweaking. So the big takeaway is this: the jacked break feel comes from timing, ghost notes, swing, and silence. The bass should talk to the break, not bulldoze it. Sunrise emotion should feel like a controlled lift, not a wash, and the arrangement should develop every 2 to 4 bars so the drop feels alive. If you nail the pocket and the arc, you get that rare combo: old school jungle soul, jacked modern swing, and sunrise set emotional payoff. That's the sound. Now go build it.